at Shakumaku, everybody. It's a lovely afternoon in the city of Lagos and the environs. Don't know whether it's raining yet, but I think it will be raining according to my weather gizmo. If you're in traffic headed home, it's the best place to be right now. 99.3 Nigeria Info. And I am Awoho Obo, and it's time for us to hear Had Facts. We have a big show, as always, and the first day of a new month. So a happy new month to everyone. We're halfway through the year, and I hope that so far, so good, like we say. And if it hasn't been so far, so good, you can still bring it out, the entire best laid plans, and work through it. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. So don't fret. Don't do anything you're going to regret afterwards. Everyone is still on the master plan. And the master plan isn't static. It's flexible. You could tweak a little here and there until you get to the promised land. And even when you get to the promised land, you have to keep walking. It's a prize for you to succeed. Don't forget, you can always be with us, communicate with us on social media at Nigeria Info FM at Awoho Obo. You can also talk with us on WhatsApp. It's 0809-597-5805. Again, 0809-597-5805. Open the phone lines for you at some point in time. Just some follow-up to yesterday's conversation with petroleum engineer and chartered accountant, Bala Zaka, who asked that anyone who had anything to challenge him on the things he was saying, go ahead. We didn't get any challenge, but I got a challenge afterwards. The show was over. In fact, I just finished speaking with Obaru, who's got some experience in the oil and gas sector and is up for the challenge. He said he's going to want to talk about some of the things Bala Zaka said. Some he agrees with, some he does not agree with, and we'll have them but on Wednesday next week. So make that a date and the challenge between Bala Zaka and Obaru. But of course, the bigger picture is the country's oil and gas sector. And the other things he will want to also talk about in the part two of that conversation, which bothers around the country's oil and gas sector, as well as the fiscal trap we found ourselves in with the debt crisis, where it's projected, according to the IMF, that by 2026, nearly 100% of the country's revenue will be swallowed up in debt servicing commitments. And talking about commitments, we're committed to a great show this afternoon. And there's going to be glass ceilings. Sandra's on vacation, so we're going to play back one of the more interesting discussions on glass ceiling at 4 o'clock. So don't switch off your radio. Continue listening until 5 also, to where I'd have Kaede Awokoya come in and we'll talk about the road to 2023. What's happening with the primary? Screening is over for the APC. We have candidates emerging already. We're beginning to have a picture of what the 2023 election will look like. The good, the bad, and the ugly. In anticipation, we wait. So, for the big three, if you're ready, I am ready. And so, here we go.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three.
On Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Great. So, the biggest story so far, the one we're going to focus on all the way till 4 p.m., is all to do with the Okada ban. So, it's no longer news. It's the first day of this and reinforcement. This is the sixth time this has happened. And I've lived through all these times in this city while it's happened. I've been with the pessimist. I've been with the optimist in seeing how this policy is. But just like I told the spokesperson for the Lagos State Police Command, Benjamin Houdain, earlier on today, that if there's any policy in town, in this Lagos, that will enjoy or is enjoying right now more than 90% of support, it has to do with this policy. Everyone calling in and say they support this ban on Okada. They even want whole band, not just six local government areas. And in case you're just new to town, let's listen to the governor of Lagos State, Babajide Sanwo-Olu, where he had a meeting. This was where he had a meeting with police chiefs in the state, saying it is total and it is indefinite, just to emphasize how serious this is compared to all the time. So let's hear, do I have that? All right, I'll get that track out. But we have our crew out covering this, and they've been on the road all across the state to have a view of what is happening in the affected local government areas. Just to run through those local government areas again, we have Itiosa, we have Lagos Island, we have Lagos Mainland, we have Surulere, we have Apapa, and we have Ikeja. We also have 9 LCDAs where this restriction of Okada will be happening. And I'll come to the governor, but let's talk with our crew who were monitoring this earlier on. We have Emmanuel Onwuka, who was at a test in Balogun Stadium earlier on, Victoria Island, Marina. These are areas that have been affected. And we also have Jessica Mukuru, who was at Aja and Ilaje. Nancy's around Lekki Phase 1, so she'll be joining us via phone very soon. And Nena Okon is on the mainland, where she's seen action or no action in Surulere and Yaba. So, Emmanuel and Jessica, welcome to the Big Three.
Thank you very much.
All right, so which one goes first? The age before beauty.
Beauty first.
All right, beauty first. This is the gentleman. So, Jessica, you were at
Aja earlier.
Aja, yes. And Ilaje, yeah, right?
Yeah, today, yes.
And give us a state of affairs of what you saw while there.
Okay, so normally Aja is okay. Normally, when you visit Aja, you see that there are usually bikes and keke napeps.
Right.
But today, I just saw a few bikes and more keke napeps. So they are, I would say, obeying the ban. They're not available anywhere. So it's just kekes for now.
Did you see any security operators around this point?
I didn't. No.
Okay.
When I got to Aja bus stop, I expected to see like people trying to, you know, check for bike people, but I didn't see anyone.
Right. All right. So we'll get back to Jessica and give us some more insight into what's happening with the people. Emmanuel, you were at the TBS. You majored around the Victoria Island.
Yes, TBS, CMS. Right. Tafal Balewa Square, yes, around those areas, yeah.
Yes.
You know, the Akpobon area, you have a lot of bikes around that area. I remember when since the bridge, you know, have been closed, a lot of people get by that area through the bikes. Mm. So the bikes are able to maneuver and cross the bridge, you know, where vehicles can actually go. And I visited those areas today and I was surprised to see that a lot of persons were on their feet, they were trekking. Yes, because they couldn't get bikes around that area. You know, coming down to Victoria Island where you have the Echo roundabout, and when you have the Sandfield where you also have a bike, you know, people are around that area. They take you into the streets, into the corners that vehicles can actually go. If not, you have to trek. So a lot of persons had to use like the Korokpe, the little buses, you know, to get a bike, or they rather trek on their feet. Like I, for one, I had a very, bad experience this morning, because when I finished from Apogmo and CMS, I had to stop over at TBS.
Yes.
And then I went to court for the Bamishe's case. You know, on when when the court session was over, I was on my way back to the office, and I didn't drive. I didn't call the office to come get me, a driver to come get me. So on my way back, I tried to just flag down any bus, you know, to get by. I was surprised, and I couldn't even get a seat in any of the buses. You know, they were all filled up, you know, going straight down to the place. So a lot of persons, I saw a lot of persons. I trekked alongside a lot of persons down to Bonny Camp before we could actually board, you know, buses coming down to Echo Hotel roundabout. So yes, I feel a lot of persons, like it's earlier reported, the compliance is a lot of persons, about 90% of the people actually want this ban, but then, you know, the reality on ground is overwhelming, because it's just the first day. You know, a lot of persons can say, oh, I don't want this on the first day, but then let's look how it's going to be on second and third day. Because the trek I did this morning, I've lost, is it stones now or kilos?
All right. In case you just joined the Big Three on Hat Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info, we've got the Nigeria Info newsroom in the studio. They're covering this momentous time in the state where a ban on Okada is in force. It's the sixth time this has happened in more than as many years. As far as I can remember, when Okadas came into town, which was stretched back to the early 2000. And it's total and complete. We'll talk with Emmanuel on enforcement, because I understand he's had the opportunity to speak with the enforcement people, maybe not work with them, but at least have words with them also too. But Nancy Etta is at Lekki and Lekki Phase 1 area. So she's had the opportunity to compare and contrast, where she was out earlier in the day and is also out now in the afternoon. So can tell us what she's seen in the morning and what she's seen going on now. Nancy, great to have you join us on The Big Three.
Thank you, Mr. Goho. Lekki Expressway right now is very calm.
Okay.
Unlike in the morning, we had the heavy presence of security operatives and the traffic officials. But right now, at the Lekki traffic light, we just have the traffic officials and no security operatives in sight. Commuters have seen to use the Lekki Estate shuttle to bridge the gap.
Mm.
That's what they are applying right now to get into the Lekki exit.
Mm. Well, speaking with Emmanuel earlier on, he talked about the scene where you had several people walking to their destinations. Do you see people walking, or people just waiting at the bus stops for vehicles to pick them up?
Well, at the Lekki bus stop right now, there are a lot of those white shuttles.
Mm.
So it's not really a problem for people to make their way to their final destination, because a lot of them have begun to use these buses. They are not waiting.
Mm.
The buses are, there are quite a number of them. They get to the bus stop, they get into one of the shuttles, and they're off.
Right, right. Did you have an opportunity to speak with any of the of commuters who were at the bus stop?
Yes, I spoke to a lady that said that usually the Okadas make it faster for them to get to into the estate. But they like it because the buses take them to their exact bus stop, and they get to pay a specified amount. But when they were using the Okadas, they got to haggle prices with them, and it was always an issue. So I think they prefer using the shuttle buses rather than the Okadas.
Mm. All right. So Nancy, just hang in there. Nena Okon joins us. Nena is on the mainland. All along, we focused on the island, and you know that a number of local governments are also affected in this restriction. You have Lagos mainland, you have Sulere, you have Apapa, as well as Ikeja. All of this on the mainland. Nena, tell us, what state of affairs? I understand you've been to Sulere and to Yaba.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. Go ahead, Nena.
So I was at Sulere and Yaba access this morning.
Right.
I set off at Ojoleba Underbridge. And at the underbridge, for those that are very conversant with the Sulera area, you know that when you get to Ojoleba Underbridge, there is the road going to Itire, there is the one going to Yaba, there's the one going to Stadium and then to the island.
Mm.
All those places, there were no presence of Okada at all.
Mm.
And it seemed as if the people who live in Sulere were prepared already for the ban, because you could just see people moving about, going about their normal duties.
Mm. Interesting, because, you know, we had calls from Sulu, I think, yesterday and the day before yesterday, saying that enforcement had already begun. So many of the motorcycle riders had taken leave already. Do you see the enforcement happen around Suleri while you were there, or any of the spaces you visited?
No. I didn't see the presence of any of either the task force or police. I just saw people going about their normal duties. No bike at all. The only bikes I could see were the dispatch riders who were going about their business as well. So it was as if, as I said earlier, it was as if the people in Suleri were prepared already. There was really nothing happening. People were just going about their business.
All right, looks like people have adjusted very quickly to this one,
yes.
Nena. Did you get the opportunity to speak with anyone while on the street?
Yes, so I spoke to a number of persons, and the major concern has been that, or is that, what would the government do to this number of persons who have been taking off the streets, these Okada riders? That's what most of them who I spoke to, that's what they keep asking. What are the plans of the government to engage these people? Because many of them will have to come back to the streets. And we all know how Lagos is now in terms of security. So that's the challenge that people are worried about.
All right. Thank you very much, Nena. Just hang in there and we'll get back to you again. And interesting, how are they going to take care of the people on the street? That's one question where we're going to open the phone lines at some point to you. Tell us what you think about that. Another question I'm sure that people would have to answer, would want you to help us with, will be how are we going to get home, especially in places where the last mile buses haven't yet covered, in the areas where the restriction of Okada is in force. So what we're going to do now, we're going to go on a quick break. When we come back, Emmanuel Uka is still here with us. We still have Jessica Mukoro also here with us. And we also still have Nancy Etta and Nena Okun. And we're going to talk a little bit about enforcement and hear what the state government is doing, because the naysayers or the eternal pessimists who think this will not work point to the fact that in previous bans, you've had security operatives flout the rule. Now the rule says if you're a policeman or soldier, you have to be on uniform to use these motorcycles, and you cannot carry a passenger on them. And back in the days, this did not happen. So we are going to go on a quick break. When we come back, enforcement, and don't forget those questions, we would want you to provide answers with to make this policy work. It's not enough to support it, but what are the ways you think deeply why and how this policy on Okada ban in these local government areas can work. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Lifeline 3, Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three.
On the Hard Facts.
On 99.3, Nigeria Info.
Welcome back on 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 3:30 and quite a lot. Thank you very much, Newsroom, for providing us live updates on what is happening all around Lagos. And we're going to come to you very soon. And I just wanted to clear out certain things quickly. So we've had our crew on the mainland, on the island. One interesting local government where we haven't heard from yet. Nena was at Suleri, at Yaba also too. Apapa Basil writes on WhatsApp, and I was very interested to know what is going on in Apapa. He says, I am in Apapa right now. It's terrible here. No vehicle. A lot of people are trekking from Coconut to Mile 2. Trailer has blocked the only available route, which is very unfortunate, Basil. And this route was talked about. I remember very well. I spoke with the spokesperson for the Lagos Police Corps. I said the route Lagos to Badagry has a lot of problems. Not only are the roads bad, someone called in yesterday and said, or 2 days ago, and said they spent 700 naira, which is the only available route to move from Okada Okoko to Mile 2. 700 naira. If you take up a passenger, this is on motorcycle, they pay 350 naira for that trip. And it's been one of the areas where clashes have happened, not just last month, happened there last year, every other year. And they ceased, the police say, they ceased in the last clash they had around the Lasu Iba axis, which is along the Lagos-Badagry Expressway. Over 200 motorcycles were seized. And I said, you know, when this seizure happens, if you go back the following day, like what happened last year, I was at Second Rainbow, around that same route. They were back in business because of the demand. The demand is massive. There's the only way they can move, like is mentioned here in Apapa. So, big problem. He said there've been meetings by the state government where they sat down and said, well, as incredulous as it sounds, they're mulling how they can ban the importation of motorcycles into Lagos State. And people have questioned that policy if it ever sees the light of day. The local government areas where the Okada ban is not enforced, how are you going to stop the motorcycles from moving into those local government areas? If you think the ban, by the way, Nigeria spends at least over ₦1 trillion in the importation of motorcycles from China. I mean, China loves Nigeria every year, over ₦1 trillion importing these motorcycles. So they think, somebody thinks that if they can ban the importation of motorcycles, perhaps it could solve the problem. But there's still a bigger problem, like Basil has pointed out, people having to walk long distances. I mean, this is not 100 meters walk. You're talking about hours of walking to your destination. We'll unpack that one. But Emmanuel is still here with Jessica Mukoro. We're going to quickly hear what you have to say about enforcement. You've had the opportunity, Emmanuel, to speak with someone on enforcement. Talk to us about it.
Okay, yes. I spoke with the spokesperson of the Lagos State Tax Force, Badenya Abdulrazid Badenya, on the enforcement. And he told me this afternoon that the enforcement is on. They concentrated a lot around the Keja axis, you know, those estates, Ajao estates and all the rest around the areas where they've had issues previously.
Right.
And there were lots of compliance. He gave me statistics, just like I was saying earlier. But you see, I don't know the basis of which he gave that statistics, but it's what he said. Mm. And, you know, he said it is at 80%, 85%, you know, compliance, you know, in today's ban.
Right.
Okay. His men are still going around, and like I said earlier, they're going together as a force.
Right.
Okay. So they're not going separately, they're going together as a force because they don't know, you know, there's been a lot of rumors, you know, preceding this ban,
right.
You know, so they don't want to take chances.
Right.
They want to ensure that they counter it together as a team. And I asked him the question of, okay, how do you intend to sustain this enforcement? Because we've seen situations whereby people begin enforcing a law, and then from the second day or the third day, everything starts to thin out and fizzle out. So he said that it's not just the tax force and the police job right now.
Mm.
Okay, the compliance is being coordinated by the Lagos State Police Command, but then it involves the FRSC, the DSS, you know, NSCDC, LASMA. So there's a lot of persons, the Nigeria Army Air Force, they are involved in this.
All right, so Emmanuel, let's hear the Commissioner of Police, Abiodun Alabi, on the enforcement of this ban. He seems to say that and suggest that what will happen is going to be total. So here's Abiodun Alabi, who is the Commissioner of Police in Lagos State.
They are so reckless in the way they do things. They take loss into their hands, and they do this with impunity. So it's not only because of the fact that they had a problem with somebody that they killed in Lekki, but it's one of those reasons. And we are seeing that enough should be enough for them.
All right. Let's also listen to the DCP, which is Deputy Commissioner of Police Operations for Lagos State, Ahmed Kontagora.
This activity, what has taken place today, is a signal to those that are actually not ready to abide by the rules, by the laws of the government. We are ready, battle ready, and we ensure that this ban is actually enforced and it will be a reality. It is not only in this state that this ban has taken place, it has taken place in some other states, and there is no way it cannot take place here in Lagos. We are ready and we fight it until we succeed.
All right, talking tough, the DCP operations there, Ahmed Kontogora. I'm going to open the phone line straight away. The number to call 0700-993-993-993. Again, 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, you want to join the conversation, you can also have the added opportunity calling this number, 01465-7190. Again, 01465-7190. Those of you who will not be able to get through because of the throng of callers, you go to the WhatsApp platform. It's 0809-597-5805. Again, 0809-597-5805. So let's go. And got any questions, I'm sure we can attempt. Authorities are listening in also too, and I'm sure they can also help along the way. Hello and good afternoon.
Hello.
Can you turn on the device you're listening with so we don't get the feedback?
Good afternoon.
Great to have you join us. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
I'm Jude, calling from Badagry.
All right, Jude from Badagry. Is the problem area with Okada? Very well, I know. Go ahead.
This is that I called during Joy's show. Please, let them try and extend it to Badagry Expressway. Last 2 months, two of them were killed along the road. Around that time, 7 o'clock, two of them died instantly. I beg, if government can try and extend it to Badagry, I think it will be a welcome development.
A quick question, Jude. Help us understand the movement, the commute between Maltu and Badagry, all of the communities around Badagry. If you're going to move from, let's say, Okoko or from Ijanike or Iba towards Maltu, a lot of people use motorcycles. Is this still the situation?
Yes.
Is it that the road is still bad? Why they will not use the buses instead?
Because maybe people that have own businesses there, maybe they want to get their businesses on time.
Okay.
That's what I understand, yeah.
It is not that the road is bad.
There's not a lot of that, but now it's better compared to before.
Okay. Better.
Yeah, please, there's what I want to. I'm a lodge a complaint yesterday during Joy's show. There's something that's spotted on that road. Ileko bus stop, to be precise.
Okay.
You know, this is four lane, and this is a major bus stop. Please, if there's any who can read the contract or to, we need to have a pedestrian bridge.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah, because now the road is under construction, but before you cross that road, sometimes it takes you 15 minutes, 30 minutes when the road is under construction. And I ask myself, what will happen when they must have completed the construction? Before we start saying maybe loss of life or accident, they should come and put at least a pedestrian bridge at least.
Exactly. Thank you very much, Judan, for your great observation. You need a pedestrian bridge in places where you have a large congregation of people trying to move from one point to the other. That's the reason why you have those bridges there in the first instance. All right. Hello and good evening.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, rather. Great to have you join us. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
My name is Becky.
All right, Becky. Go ahead, please.
Yes. About this Okada ban, sir. It is a very welcome idea. People who are saying, what are these people going to be doing? They should go and learn other skills. They should learn carpentry, welding, vulcanizer. They should learn other things. They don't have to remain Okada riders for life. So that we can have some sanity when they're engaged from morning to night doing other jobs that are not harmful to other people on the road. We have a sane society. There's no sentiment here. If they are saying what will happen to them, have they considered those who have lost family members or loved ones through these people? How will those people be feeling? They are still burning. They are still hurting. Look at the policeman, a lawyer that was killed. Look at the woman who lost her husband at Lekki recently. Look at the other man who was killed in somewhere in Egbeda and so on. So many of them. Go to Igbobi Hospital and see what these people have caused on the road. So many people have died because of these hazards on the road. Right. So I don't think the government should have any sentiment. And this ban should not be limited to 6 local governments alone, because we are pushing them to other people to take the punishment. If they should spread it all over Lagos. Other states have done it. It's not the Lagos state that is an exception.
All right.
These people have village heads in this Lagos. I have seen where they have gone to hold meetings during some certain days of the month.
Right.
They gather in a place. They have a leader.
Right.
They have a leader. So those leaders should find a way, maybe through Lagos state government or their state government, to integrate them into centers where they do vocational training.
Thank you very
much. And train them there.
Thank you very much, Becky. A very,
thank you very much, sir.
Frank and blunt assessment of the situation. Thank you. Hello and good evening. Anyone there? All right, do call back. I'll take one more call, then I get onto WhatsApp before I'm accused of marginalization. Hello and good evening. Turn on the device you're listening with.
I've done that.
Great. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
The name is Prince Wyes, greeting you from Amuodo.
All right, Prince Wyes. Is your local government affected by this ban?
At all.
But you want it to be, huh?
But as it is, as for me,
right,
I want them to drop them to the streets. Now, because of this, I just want out to go and inspect. That's the work of we, the parliamentarian. I moved down from my tool down to Oshodi. No, any Okada on the expressway. And this is how it will be. But the question I want to throw to your guest is this. Is in the studio or through phone you are talking to him?
Well, we have our correspondent, so maybe you want to ask a question about what...
Please, whether we get contact with the commissioner in the Lagos State or the office of the governor. Now, they start very well. And
yes.
What Lagos always says, lead them, that is a law they are making. After 3 months, it will end. It will fish out. That is Lagos language. If they sleep a little, and let these people still go back to the road, I'm telling you, no law you make in Lagos that will work. Because today, they implementing the law everywhere was so nice, the difference was clear. But if those people continue taking bribe or continue slack, I'm telling you, Lagos will never love the governor anymore. Today. Right. I give Governor kudos. That's my stand this evening.
All right. Thank you very much, Prince Wyatt. And it's a point you sort of reiterated there. If you have nearly everyone in support of this policy, the next question, which is what Prince Wyatt sort of wants to respond, has responded to, is the role of the people in making the policy work. Akin writes on WhatsApp, good afternoon. I support this ban. Even I want it expanded. Can you imagine people take Okada from Oshodi to Songo? Oshodi to Apapa, Oshodi to VI. Can you now say that those roads are not motorable? Great point you make there. Okay, Basil writes from Apapa again. I guess he's still walking and listening to us. A nice hobby. I'm not sure how long this can go on, but I like your humor. Money from truck, please. They should keep looking to these Agberos who are stopping vehicles. They're causing more traffic here. It's only one route everyone is taking now. Yes, please do stop them. Mustafa Abubakar from Ishashi, Rojo local government, says, Ishashi says, they should kindly extend to Badagry because most of them are nefarious terrorists wasting lives illegally and killing many people too. Let's go to Boysin from Afromedia. All of them along that Lagos-Badagry Expressway. But this is not for me. It's for Sheriff. Your message just dropped. What happened to your data? Abdullahi Gaffar from Ojodu Bega says, could you please tell Lagos State government to ban the Okada throughout Lagos State? We don't want Okada for any means of transportation at all. My regards. Thanks. People don't want partial ban. They want a total ban across the state. Police, DSS, NSDC, TC, because of Okada men, do not want to stop crime and also harassment from Agberos in Lagos State. Apapa is a traffic nightmare. Going to CMS since the bridge was burnt is still a headache. All right, too. Damien in Ijesha says that it's one thing to imply that the government is not intelligent enough to execute their offices judiciously, and we keep creating more menace to the society. I hear you. How are you? I'm fine. How are you, too? He sends a message. I don't know your name. And someone says Apapa is free from bike. Only private officers I'm seeing riding bike on Yeke from Apapa watching online You hold two mics. Yes, so I hold two mics. By the way, we're streaming this live on Facebook, so your comments you can also send there. I will try as much as possible to meet you up on Facebook, but keep the comments coming in. I'm going to go to the phone lines in a minute. I support the ban, but they should extend it to the streets. I just heard one saying that they will start stealing from the streets. Which is a point we made also to the police, that people will be on the street, and they say they've read out the riot act to the police officers that they have to go into the inner streets so that people who are walking home at night, because there are no last mile buses to take them home, don't become victims of street and road muggings and crimes. All right, let's move on to the phone lines. Hello, and sorry about that. We'll do this again. Hello and good evening. Kindly turn down the device you're listening with so we don't get the feedback. All right, we'll try this again. Oh dear. We'll have to disconnect you. Once you patch through, quickly move away from the device so we don't get the feedback echo from you. Hello and good evening.
Hello.
Good. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
My name is Ayo. I'm calling from Aja.
All right, Ayo in Aja. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, what of somebody that has, let's say, a man that has, like, now, and using it, not for commercial purpose now.
Yes.
That is using it, maybe, if he's going out, carry his family on the bike. Maybe his wife, or his son, or his daughter, and he's flying on the expressway. Would that ban still, would still affect that same person?
Yes, it will affect the same person. We've asked the authorities this question, and they said it will affect anyone.
Affect the person. So, yeah.
So they're
not so they're going out now.
Good. So
they're
special.
Park his bag at home and go and take. Yeah. Commercial bus to wherever it's going, right?
Yeah, that's what the rule says. So they say that if you have the power bike, they say if you have the power bikes, for example, you can go ahead and use the power bike. Can you hear me? Oh dear, lost connection with him. But they made that clarification. The only ones who are exempt from this rule, this ban, the couriers, the ones who have the couriers registered on the bikes can move. The police security operatives who are on uniform can move on the bikes, but cannot carry a passenger with them. If you have a private, if you have a bike, a private bike, which is not in the category of the power bikes, 200cc and above, you will be impounded and arrested if you get your way on any of those routes. So they say maybe the rule will be relaxed to allow certain types of bikes in future, but for now, it's what the rule is. We have to take our last call, then I'll get the final thoughts from Ima and Jessica right here. Hello and good evening. Sorry about that. Let's see this one. Hello and good evening.
Hello. Good evening.
Great to have you join us. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
This is Joshua.
All right, Joshua. Kindly speak up because we're struggling to hear you.
All right.
Go ahead, Joshua.
Okay, you know, they say when you give somebody allow, then the person will be looking for allowance. So instead of that person to maintain that good privilege, so the Okada people, they brought this upon themselves. Though I know it's not all of them that committed that crime, sha. But the sins of others now, we now, according to, I don't know how they put it in the Bible, sha. So it's not, they are all enjoying, it's because they are into union now. So want whatever thing the other person committed.
Right.
So they have to go through it together. They should bear it because they have done so much harm. I know that on daily basis, they kill many people. All even right. Those that ride there one way. All that right. One is even more, it's nothing to write home about.
Absolutely, and you're very well on point. One person's sins, well, all the Okadas are guilty of they may not be guilty of the crime, but they are guilty, all of them. I don't know which Okada man or woman. Well, mostly Okada men I know. I've never seen an Okada woman before. They all break traffic rules. I don't know the Okada that waits at the traffic light when it turns to green before he moves. They all break that law, all of them. I don't know any of them that don't break the law. But very quickly, Emmanuel Owuka, let's get you. It's a rolling story. You're going to be on this story for some time, I can imagine.
Yes, I am truly going to be on this story. I've I've spoken with some of these Okada men, went to their base and had conversations with them on their next line of action. And yesterday, you know, we did run a story about that, about some of them saying they would intend to leave the state, some of them saying they'll stay back and get a license and get into the cab business. On Sunday, I actually joined a vehicle that was driven by one of them, and I was really
I'm going to have to let Emmanuel stop because he'll take us on a journey and we'll be out of time. Jessica Mukoro.
So personally, I feel that there should be another alternative. Yes, Okadas are quite useful. Yes, they should also be banned because most times they do a lot, in summary. So I feel like the government should just, you know, look for an alternative means for people, because I was speaking to someone earlier today and she was like, this is, she likes the ban, but it is wrong timing, because what of those people that live in places where buses can't enter? If I'm living down the road, how do I expect to get to my destination?
Absolutely. And that's where we're going to have to leave this conversation at. It's a rolling conversation. There'll be updates to this story, and we'll keep our eyes and see how and where it takes us to. We're going to go on a quick break. We come back with time for the business news. And after the business news, there's going to be a repeat episode of Glass Ceiling. And don't go anywhere. There's still big discussion happening between 5 and 6, taking an overview on our road to 2023. How far and how well? 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.